Lorain County. United Way stops by every month at this time to give us news of what's happening. And you're looking for what? Volunteer, you're both sides of this, right? Volunteers, and then you'll let know that you can prepare the people's taxes, correct?
Yeah, of course. Just to start off, though, I was a big Teletubbies fan, so I appreciate the reference.
All right. Do you have a favorite? Was it Tinky Winky or Paul?
No, Lala. Lala was okay. The yellow one. Was okay. By far my favorite.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get on to our taxes here.
Yeah, much more importantly. So every year at United Way of Greater Lorain County, we lead the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, also called VITA. And what that is an IRS-sponsored program where we prepare taxes for low and moderate income families for free. And the bar really is pretty generous on that. It's actually $60,000 or less for adjusted gross income for a household. And so it's a really nice service. In particular, families who qualify for the earned income tax credit, we are especially trained in identifying eligibility for that, so you can get your taxes prepared for free so you don't have to pay for the filing fees. But then also, make sure that you're getting all of the tax credits that you're eligible for.
Everybody's taxes, I think, for 2020 are going to be kind of looking odd or different. You'll have,
yeah.
You have stimulus checks, unemployment.
Yeah.
That kind of year where you could say, what has changed, in your life? And you're like, I guess so. So everybody's going to have to have fresh eyes on their taxes for 2021.
Yeah, exactly. Taxes are one of those things that just, I think, intimidate probably most people. And, for good reason, because, tax law changes constantly and it can be really complicated. So what we do with this program is we train volunteers and, on our side, we train volunteers every year. So they're updated on all of the regulations for that particular year. And so they're really knowledgeable. We all work together. So you can feel really confident that with the volunteers that we have, we have a very high accuracy rating. Actually, we've been awarded from the IRS for it. I don't know how many people get awards from the IRS, but it's pretty cool. We feel pretty proud of it. On that side, as you mentioned, we are also still recruiting for volunteers. Training is actually starting. We have one training session tonight, but we have a whole series of different training sessions that you can sign up for throughout January. So if that's something that you're interested in, you can give our office a call or you can email volunteer@uwlorainecounty.org.
At what point do you then start preparing those taxes? Where are we in this cycle right now?
Yeah, so that tax appointments will open, scheduling for February. January 12th, so that's next week, you can actually call 211 and they will start scheduling those appointments. So those will be at the Lorain Public Library. Our team is working really, really hard to do this, of course, in what is continuing to be a safe way. So they won't be the same face-to-face appointments that folks might be used to from the past. Actually be more kind of drop-off style. So at the Lorain Public Library, you'll bring your taxes in. You'll drop them off with someone who will bring them to the volunteer. We'll prepare them. We'll bring them back to you, kind of explain everything, go over everything before we submit them, and you'll be good to go. So as of the 12th, you can call 211 to schedule those appointments at Lorain Public Library. There will be other options. They're just kind of still in the works right now, because things are just changing constantly, but 211 is your best bet for staying updated.
So if I remember correctly, this tax prep might have been the first thing impacted by COVID-19 related to when that happened, yeah. You guys were all ready to go, everything was happening, and all of a sudden you realize, we got to shift this a little bit. How are people going to meet with us? How do they drop off their taxes?
Yeah,
so you're kind of going to a second round of having to deal with it.
Yeah. Obviously, maybe. With, a little bit more experience, which feels
sure,
nice.
Right? Yes.
But it's hard because, it's just things are changing all the time. So, we want to, of course, we've got good friends with Lorain County Public Health. They do an incredible job and have been doing an incredible job leading us through this pandemic. And so, we just are trying to stay on board. But yeah, last year it was one of the first things. We were, you know, in the middle of tax season. Things were going great. Actually, I was actually doing taxes the day that, you know, things started to get shut down. I was at Ohio Means Jobs, which is another great partner of ours. And they're like, yeah, when you're done, you're going to leave and you're not going to come back. So the team really shifted really quickly. We stood out in the parking lot at Florian Public Library all summer doing this drop-off tax service. We know it's really important. You have to get your taxes done. And, you know, it's just such an important thing to get your money back right. That you've earned.
Right. 2020, our taxes like moved it to like July or something, right?
They extended the deadline last year. Yep. This doesn't feel like tax season ended yet, but right. It's starting again.
Sure. Well, there's always time for taxes. You know how that works with that. And it's very interesting. We all have to wonder, how's the mail going to work, right? Because, we've all had experiences now with the post office and just things that show up, and you're like, where is it? And as people are waiting maybe for their tax documents or certain things like that. So maybe a little bit of a lag or a change for that, but you'll get through it.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. So keep an eye out for that. Filing taxes through us, we can do, you know, mail filing, but in most cases we do e-filing and then direct deposit. So everything can be done electronically.
Yeah, absolutely. Ashley Hampson, United Way of Greater Lorain County, joining us this morning. You're the marketing engagement director. How much engagement are you getting going on? What's happening in those type of things?
You know, we're chugging along. We've learned a lot about doing things virtually. So, and what's cool, kind of cool about it, you know, we're trying to be grateful, of course, is that, you know, a lot of the virtual engagement that we've learned how to do is probably things that we'll continue to do even when we're able to be in person again, too, because there's a little more accessibility there. You don't have to travel, things like that. So we'll be continuing to do that. I can give you... I mean, of course, I'll give you a little preview, Bruce. We are already starting to plan Spellebrate. We're going to move it up this year, so it's actually going to be in April. We're kind of looking at the logistics. We're going to do something new and fun. So Spellebrate will still be a big piece of it. I'm trying to do a little teaser here. It'll be fun.
Sounds
good.
Stay
tuned.
Well, we're always looking forward to exciting things going on with United Way of Greater Lorain County. Again, if people want to find out more about this tax prep, maybe they want to volunteer or they want to get their paperwork in order, where's the information they can get for that?
Yeah, you know, the best way is to call 211 if you want to schedule an appointment. If you're interested in volunteering, you can call 440-277-6530. Or you can email volunteer@uwlorainecounty.org.
Okay. Do you have a favorite mask you're wearing these days or a new one for 2021 at all?
Oh, that's a good idea. Like refreshing the mask. You know what? I love my Javon Terrence masks. Javon Terrence, fashion designer in downtown Lorain. He makes really cool masks with like custom fabric and they're pretty awesome.
Wow.
So those are my favorite.
Like, are they floral or are they kind of just sort of, you know, stark colors or what?
He's got different patterns. So the two I have, one is like a photograph of the lighthouse in Lorain. And then the other is this like custom like Lorain fabric that has kind of like a mural design on it.
Wow. A lot of things happen there on Broadway in downtown Lorain. You get all those new neighbors you get to visit on occasion. Or wave through from across the street.
We love Fresco Bistro across the street. I'll keep shouting out our neighbors. They're awesome.
That's good. Well, Ashley, we appreciate your time this morning. Even though we spent most of the time talking about taxes, I don't know how fun we can have, but you make it fun for the most part.
We ended with fashion and lunch and
that's right. And we started with the Teletubbies, so all in between.
Nice
little sandwich for us this morning. Thanks for your time, Ashley. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Ashley Hampson joining us from United Way of Greater Lorain County here.